The news that EduCore has been deregistered as an accredited institute of higher learning has struck a stunning blow to thousands of students whose academic future now hangs in the balance. Anybody who was midway through a course at City Varsity or at Damlin or at City Campus or Lyceum Colleges is now left in limbo, worried not only about where they stand in terms of validity of their credits, but also about fees that they've paid for a course which now cannot be offered. What are their options at this point? I promised we would do some follow-up today. A little disappointed. Up until about 3 minutes ago, we thought we were going to be talking to the Chief Operating Officer of our Qualifications Authority. Unfortunately, they've just pulled out of that interview. However, I am happy to say we have been able to find somebody else with very recent relevant experience at SACWA that we'll speak to in a moment. And then we'll also be talking to one of the other independent tertiary groups who might be able to offer some insight and advice for affected students. So just to recap where we are at this point, the decision to deregister EduCore did not come out of the blue. It relates to administrative and financial compliance queries dating back several years. These include non-submission of audited financial statements, questions around standards of teaching and standards of assessment, how they actually marked exams, etc. So there are lots of red flags here, and it hasn't come out of nowhere. A notice was gazetted last July already warning of this possible deregistration. But of course, you always hope that it's not going to happen and kind of expect that an institution of that size will fix the issue in time, not to affect a new intake of students. Sadly, that didn't happen, though. Now, on the line with me now is Joe Samuels, who is a former CEO of SACWA, our South African Qualifications Authority, and co-director of Samuels Squared, which is a company that provides advice on educational qualifications and quality assurance. And Joe, stepping in on very short notice, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time this afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start with perhaps the easier question. Students who previously completed their studies at these affected colleges and who graduated and have the certificate in hand, are their qualifications unaffected and still deemed valid? Are they impacted by the situation at all?
No, that's not the case. You know, when the qualifications are, you know, when they have achieved their qualifications, that is valid and it will remain valid for, you know, forever, as it were. So they're not affected in any way.
Okay, so that's the one thing for those who were worried to be relieved about. If you'd already finished the process of studying there and obtained your graduation, you are okay. What about, though, those who are midway, Joe, who are maybe halfway through a diploma or degree and have suddenly had this rug pulled from under their feet? I know SACWA registers each student and sort of captures them along the way and captures the credits they achieve along the journey academically. So where do they stand right now in terms of what they've already perhaps finished in a first year of a three-year diploma or obtained so far? Where do they stand?
Well, as I understand, the decision is that the department is going to give them an opportunity to until next year to complete their studies. For those that will complete, the institutions cannot take in new enrollment. So in other words, they can't enroll new students.
Right.
This year as well as, you know, obviously next year, until next year, they're going to be given an opportunity to do so. Those who have got, that's in the pipeline, I mean, you know, in the longer pipeline than, you know, those that will be able to complete by next year. I think the department was saying that they would encourage those individuals to, you know, to go to other places. And then, you know, in terms of the regulations, what generally happens when something like this happens, then the onus is on the quality assurance bodies to then assist, you know, and the department to assist the learners to go to other places that are accredited, as it were, so that the way in which, you know, the whole regulatory framework was conceptualized, that you don't leave the learners in the lurch, as it were, and that, you know, and that these regulatory bodies, including the Department of Higher Education and Training, that has ultimately made the decision, you know, that these learners are not left in the lurch, but that they, you know, that they get assisted, you know, to go to other accredited institutions.
So, Joe, I'm just going to recap to be sure I'm understanding you correctly. A student who is halfway through a one-year certificate right now can finish that certificate where they are obtain the qualification and move on. But a student who is 2 years into a three-year diploma can finish the second year where they are, but will have to do the third year elsewhere. Am I understanding you correctly?
That is, you know, that was the announcement as I understood it, yeah.
Okay, thank you very, very much for clarifying that. Now, what about transferring credits? I know a lot of people worried saying, but, you know, will another college accept the work I've already done in the 1 or 2 years I've been at a city varsity, for example? How does that process work?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, this is, I think it's, you know, it is part of the trickiness sometimes, you know, around these particular things. So, you know, again, what I'm saying is that the onus would be, you know, both on the institution now, because, you know, they have received notice that they are being deregistered, you know, that they will have to try to assist the learners. And of course, the onus is falling on, you know, those who did the deregistration, you know, that they must also come in and come to the party to assist, you know, those learners. Now, in particular, you know, people would have to look at what are the kind of diplomas or courses that, you know, that was undertaken, and then look at, you know, their policies around, you know, the recognition of, you know, of the credits that people have achieved so far. Mm. So what I'm saying is that, you know, that will have to be dealt with much more on an individual basis, as it were. But there are policies in place that, you know, that allows for the transfer of credit in the system as a whole. But, you know, each of the cases would have to be looked at in an individual capacity.
I know a lot of concern, and part of the reason why there's been this action against the EduCorps group has been concerns around compliance issues and capturing of information and submission of financial audits, etc. Joe, for a student who's been there, you can understand they might be worried, what if my first year results haven't been captured properly, for example? Is there any way for them to check with SACWA that everything that they've achieved to date and got under their belt already is recognized on the SACWA system?
Well, look, if institutions had difficulties with submitting, the basic things, like you were saying, the audited financial statements and all of those kinds of stuff. So clearly, you know, there are systemic problems, you know, within those institutions. So, you know, look, it's really difficult, you know, to say that they have submitted it or they haven't submitted it. I'm not in the system, you know, yeah. I've been, you know, I'm not there. So, but those are the kinds of work that would have to be done. Again, you know, by the department, by the SACWAs of the world, by the, you know, the quality councils, you know, to provide that kind of support, you know, to learners. And, you know, and I think, you know, I would really like to also echo the point that you made at the beginning, which is that, you know, the department and, you know, the regulatory bodies must come on the radio and really, really, really make sure that people have got all the information, that people get, you know, that there's calmness and so on, and to reassure the learners and the parents who pay, you know, that everything is in order, there is a system, there is a safety net, and that they will assist these learners, you know, because it is a big decision, you know, to deregister a body. And also, on the other hand, you know, I think it is not okay for the body to not have fixed all of these things, because, you know, in South Africa, we don't have enough places of learning for all the learners that wants to study. Mm. And so to deregister means that the opportunities for places for people to study gets reduced, as it were. So it is a huge decision, and I think it's a tragedy that we are faced with. And I do think the regulatory bodies and the department must really reassure learners and make sure, you know, that people have a soft landing.
Joe Samuels, thank you so much. Absolutely agree. Everybody needs to work together to reduce the anxiety for the students who are at the heart of this. Joe, thank you for your time on such short notice as well. Former CEO of the South African Qualifications Authority. Sorry, as I said, we were due to speak to the actual current Chief Operating Officer, dropping out, though, just as we were walking upstairs to come to studio. Perhaps we'll be able to follow up after the Easter weekend on that one. But for now, we appreciate that clarity, Joe. And I think very important to emphasize what he just said to us, that it is not that students will find the doors locked to them when they try to arrive after the Easter weekend. Those who are in the system can finish the current year where they are, but they will have to find an alternative if it's a multi-year degree that they still have to do another year subsequent to this. So for the person asking, when will they actually close? Tina, being allowed to complete what is already in progress this year, but no new admissions allowed. And for those who are midway through a multi-year degree or diploma or certificate, they will have to seek help elsewhere. Speaking of the elsewhere, let's bring in one of the potential elsewhere solutions. On the line with me, Siobhan Lurie, who is director of the Independent Institute of Education. They are a fully accredited division of the AdviTech Group, Africa's largest private education provider. Siobhan, thank you for your time. Even though it's not your institutions affected by this decision, I'm sure shocking news for you as well, and very concerning in terms of the level of public trust in private tertiary education. Not so.
Hi, Pippa. Agreed. I mean, I think it's a really sad day for the sector. And essentially, you know, we're putting up our hands and saying we're here to support these students. We stand by these EDUCORE students. And wherever possible, we will accommodate these students to the best of our abilities, with the emphasis being on trying to not extend their study time wherever possible.
Siobhan, I mean, it's a wonderful offer, but it's a difficult situation because, of course, you are also one term into your new academic year. I would imagine that your courses are full and you've allocated the places that you have. How much capacity do you actually have to be able to absorb 13,000 odd extra students? Obviously, not all of them would come to you, but I would imagine your phone is probably ringing off the hook already.
Yes, Pippa, we've been receiving calls and queries actually for quite some time because several campuses were actually closed in January and February. So some students were actually left stranded where they weren't able to continue their studies. So what we've done is we've set up a central email address. We've got a team that are trained and they're able to very quickly advise students whether we have a similar qualification available.
Okay.
And it's unfortunate midway through semester two. So in most instances, we would recommend students move across in semester two because joining halfway through a semester is just going to add extra anxieties to students. You know,
right.
They're coming in on the back foot. So we are comfortable that we will have capacity to support as many students who we're able to take across in semester two. And we will do sort of an individual mapping exercise for each student, because each student's circumstances are going to be different, depending on their qualification, depending what modules they've completed, and we will then compare it with an aligned qualification in the same field, same NQF level, and assess how many credits we can grant that student.
Okay.
And we also committed to having a look at the student's financial circumstances, what is being paid this year, and factoring that in. To really see how we can best support these students.
Though I wanted to ask you, thank you. I mean, obviously, this is the extra terrible predicament that if somebody has paid an entire year's worth of fees up front and now would rather move out into another institution in the second semester. I know the department has said that EDUCORE must refund fees, but I think anybody who knows how red tape operates in this country can have little hope that that will happen speedily, if at all. So you're saying you'll be able to try and adjust fees. I mean, if somebody's coming midway through as a former EDUCORE student, you're not going to hit them with a full year's correspondence for a midway move. Am I understanding you correctly?
Certainly not. And as I've said, we will look at each student's circumstances and put in a plan to best support them.
Siobhan, thank you so much for that offer. You mentioned an email address that people can reach out to. Won't you share that with us, please?
It's registrar at iie.ac.za.
Registrar at IIE, standing for Independent Institute of Education, iie.ac.za. Siobhan Lurie, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Papa.
Thank you very, very much for joining us. And I hope that's at least offered a little bit of clarity to those who are in high anxiety about the way forward, that if you are midway through a course, you do have the option to finish it where you are. But if it is a multi-year course, you need to be thinking about what your next move will be to find an alternative place to finish that degree or diploma if it can be transferred. And one hopes that the majority of these courses will be transferable, at least in part, that none of the learning has been wasted. There's no such thing as wasted education, but you know what I mean. One hopes really that as many as possible of these students will be able to integrate into a different institution and complete their studies without it costing them time and money. If you've got follow-up questions, do share them with us. And if necessary, we can continue to push for SACWA's current CEO to join us one day.